band up. Bless him at Aleph. You have to learn the Taisus and Mishum Sitrase and by Yosem HaMelech. The Gemara said that one cannot bring in Yontef Maise Bahime for Shalmi Simche Altsagzeire, because if he could bring Maise Bahime, he might come and be Mafresh Maise Bahime. And when we make Afroshes Maise Bahime, so every tenth Bahime gets colored. So one is over on the Isser Tzviyah. So therefore, Chazal asked to bring Maise Bahima and Yontef for Shalmi Simcha. Mishum Sikrasa. So that's why you can't, that's why you can't be Mafrish Maise Bahima. Hiksha Rav Rabbochana, typically the Ein Magdishin Biyontef. There's another reason why you can't be Mafresh Maise Behem and Yontif, because there's a mitzvah lagdishay, and Yontif, one is not permitted to be Magdish. Kedisnan beperik basre debay. Yishleimau deshani hoche dekdushay medis. Kiven dechay min ateira lekatshay, kedaminibek basre debcheres. The Rishash seems to say Pshat and Tosfos as follows. That the halacha is that Asiri Memela Kaddish. That means, if he won't say it is Kaddish, it doesn't say anything. So the tenth behemoth that comes out of the deer is Kaddish, it's Kedush, it's Maisa behemoth. Now there's a mitzvah lekatshoy. But it's a mitzvah lekadish, something that is kaddish v'oimed. So if I'm a kaddish, something that's kaddish v'oimed, that doesn't fall into the issa of ein makdishin. The ein makdishin, which the issa of ein makdishin, it's tum yedemekech hamemker. By every hegdish, it's I'm there's a transition from before was mois. Chulen now becomes Momin Gavoya, so it's Dumi the Mekech Memke. So that is Pshat, if I Magdish something that without my Hegdish, it would remain mine. But over here, since it's Kaddish Vahimid, that means that what it goes out of the tenth Behemoth that goes out of the deal, so that is Mekaddish the Behemoth. So even though I'm a Chuyim min HaTorah, to be magdish it, but that hegdish does not fall into the issa of ein magdishin. That's how the Rishash seems to say pshat and Tosfos. Avogav the kivin is a loshen that the loshen is a bissel dochik. Avogav the mitzvah lagdishay. The kivan is I mean Avogav the chayim in a teira lekatshoi, but there's no iser abein magdishin. One teretz, vari teretz, the risa the second teretz, the tzviya the noka lefishu iser deraisa ilkach gozrubo. That means we're speaking about not why you're not allowed to be mafresh maise beim in yontif. We're speaking about why you're not allowed to be makriv maise behime beyond the letzerich shalmei simche. So we say not allowed to be makriv because he might come and be mafresh. So, and what'll be if he'll be mafresh? So there, if we wanted to say if he'll be mafresh, he might come to nisa derais of tzviyah. So therefore, the asel to be makriv gzeire mishum afroshe, and with afroshe will make tzviyah. Avo Magdish, but if you'll say he might come and be Mafresh, and what's wrong by being Magdish, he's even Isad Rabbonon, Labarakta Rabbonon, Legozo, so the whole thing's a Gzeire Legzeire. That means that they would never ask Hakrobis Maise Bahime, Gzeire Shemo Yagdish, and if he's Magdish, it's also Rabbonon. He mashma osam Gabi Ein Reich, when al Gabi Bahime. Gemara says you're not allowed to ride on a behemoth in Shabbos. Umukir lo mishum tchumim, because he rides on the behemoth, may go chutz lo tchum. So Gemara says lemik sov tchumim deraisa, because of tchumim be a rabbanon, so they wouldn't ask a rechivus behemoth or to he'll go chutz lo tchum, and if he even go chutz lo tchum, it's only a rabbanon. So it's a gzeira de gzeira. Al gzeira shemayachter zmeire mashm shemisa de rabbanon legozu. They would never make these Isurim if the chash will be that if will be nichshel, will be even nisa the rabbon. The Rabbi Yochanan or Yeroitzel the Taretz. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say a third Taretz. The La Hagdish Loikoma, Domrine Beperik Shoyel, Magdish Odom Chagigosai Beyonte, Opisrei Beshabitz. One is permitted to be magdish a chagige in Yontif, since this is a tzerech hayoyim, I need a chagige. So the isa, the rabbon of a magdishin, does not apply by a kolben that I'm mechuyev to be magdish. And kain ochinami. Kiven de nofik be yidei shalmei simche motzi lahagdish. I mean, since I'm yoytze, Shalmei Simcha with Maisa Behema, so I could be Magdishit. So what? So that means we all korbonis that are needed for Yontif, Chazal took off the Iser of Ein Magdishin. I need a Pesach in Shabbos, so I can be Magdish a Pesach. And a Pesach Shalis B'Shabbos, I can be Magdish a Pesach. I need a chagig in Yontif, I can be magdish in Yontif. So if I need Shalmei Simcha, and with Maisa Behema, I'm yoyt to the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, so I could be magdish Shalmei Simcha. So I'm a mele, so the whole reason why you can't be mafresh Maisa Behema is not mitzad the hegdish shaboy, no mitzad it's a tzviya shaboy. Ach ein ori moidoloi. Beri wishes to disagree with this nekuda. Even the loy osi iker mishum shalmi simcha. That means like this. That is true. If a person needed shalmi simcha nyontif, he had a behemoth chulin, and there'll be magdashit for shalmi simcha, so that is a dimyan to magdish odom chagigosei b'yontev, pisrei b'shabes, so it can be magdish shalmei simcha in yontev, because I need shalmei simcha, so I can be magdish it. But over here, we're talking about, he's being magdish ma'isa behema. No, one can be yoitze, the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, with ma'isa behema. So that doesn't mean I'm permitted to be magdish Maisa Behime, because I could be Yaitse Shalmi Simcha with it. Even Lay Osa Ike Mishum Shalmi Simcha. Dim Lay Kain, but Dindin Adoma Dovis Nami Lekach, and even the Novik Mishum Simcha. So he's allowed to be Magdish Nadoma Nadovis also in Yonta, because I could be Yaitse Shalmi Simcha with that. Umikol Anishinuyi Lay Tochain. Bepchayres perik basre, amay nokat sikrese, vay nokat magdishim. The Gemara Mesechtes Pchayres is speaking about that you cannot be mafresh maise behime Rosh Hashanah. Here the Gemara is speaking about Yom Tov Rishon, shal Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to be mafresh maise behime. The Gemara says, you know why not? The Gemara says, because of sikrese. Because if you'll be mafreshet, you'll be tzevei of the behemah. Is amay nokat sikres or nokat magdishim? Now over here we're giving a reason. Now we're saying a gzeire. We're giving a reason why one is not permitted to be mafresh ma'isa behemah in Rosh Hashanah. So it should have said, because you're not allowed to be magdish. The hosam loyshayir gzeire. Like this, by us, we're saying you can't be makriv, maise, behime, for shalme, simche, gzeira otus, and we'll say the only gzeira otu adarais, not otu adarabonim. But they were not saying we're not asking something else. We're asking the etzem ma'isa hafroshe. So there the Gemara could have said, now to be mafresh, because you're magdashit. Nosem le'shayich gzeire, elo, loymot, we're not magdashit, nosem le'shayich gzeire, elishnu yikame, tekdusha ve'medes, yitochin osem. Our first teretz is very good. The first teretz is good because there's no issa of magdishin. There's no issa of magdishin. So the first teretz we make, yitochen osam. Yitochen osam b'hochem. But lo idomi, I suggested to Rutsim like Rabbi Chonon says, pastoichnet, I'm not using it for Shalmei Simcha. The Shalmei Simcha, if you're allowed to be mafrish, if you're allowed to be mafrish, ma'isa behemem. In your Rosh Hashanah, so the only reason it's not allowed to is because of Sikhrasa. Leidomi lagvoi strumis a maisres to osso mishumis hakev. Now, Taisa says, there's another problem. Just like not to be mafri strumis a maisres because you're misakin the taruvis. So, why didn't the Gemara Mechere say that? That you're not allowed to be mafresh ma'isa behemoth because you're misakin the rest of the behemoths. Tafesu says, Dachalei misakin the balafoch isher lemeichel kaidim sheyi asa behemoisa. That is of tikkun only applies by agvos trumas ma'isres. That the true is pebble before hafroshim. So, Chazal asa to be mafresh to mesamaisus, because you're mesakin the shirayim. Before it was tevil, now it becomes chulin. But by maisa behime, a pechlau doesn't apply, because before the afroshe, the behemes are also mutter. There's a mitzvah to be mafresh maisa. So, mamela, but so the isa can be als agbos to mesamaisus, and then we said the isa can be als magdish, because it's Kodesh Vahimit, so Memela, therefore the only reason it's also in Rosh Hashanah is out secrecy. By Yosem HaMelech HaChashverish Mas, more about the raya that Mas is a lotion from Chul, Misas is a lotion Chulin. Aber Yiluchol Mas Vavoducha, B'chein Yiluchol Mas Oivid Le'maisi, the Gemara brought a posik in the Megillas Esther. L'chayre, let's bring a posik in the Torah. Bahani lav mois mishtaminen elolosh and avdus balma. That's speaking about. That's a different translation of that mass. That's a mass of shibud, not a mass of nesinus moment. And he was speaking about the one being added that the misas is a lotion of mois chulun. That's why the Gemara brings a raya from the mass of Achashverosh. We had in the Mishnah Yisrael Yoitzin de Chevoson Benedorim and Nedoris. That the Chevis Shalmei Simche can one can be Yoitzin with Nedorim and Nedoris and Kahanim Bechatois Vashomis. Tan Rabon, Besamachta Bechagecho, Rabbeis Komine Simches Le Simche. It means that's a ribui that you don't need Dafke Shalmei Simche, Komine Simches Le Simche. Kanomur chachomim yisro yoitzim deichibosim benedorim benedobis b'maisa beheime v'kanem b'chatas b'osham u'b'b'choyr b'chazei v'shoik yochel af b'oif o'isa b'menochis. So let's be marbe an oilis o'if also chatas o'if b'menochis tamad loima b'samachta b'chagecho, that the mitzvah simche mi shechagige bo mehem. The simcha has to be chagecha zalosh and chagige. The simcha should be with that which one can bring a kolm chagige. I mean, shalmei simcha has to come from such a mean that a kolm chagige can come from it. Yotzu elu shein chagige bo mehem. And Rashi says yotzu elu shein chagige bo mehem. The chagige chelev ksibo lo yolam chelev chagi. So it has to be, a chagiga only comes from a boss of behemoth, that is chaylev. Not eifis and not menoches. So memele, v'samachto, the mitzvah of simcha has to be, b'chagecha, b'dovo, shemevi'in chagiga mimenu, that's tafke, behemoth. Ravashi omar mi v'samachto nafke. Now you don't need the bechagecho. Yotzu eilu she'ein behem simche. There's no simche by oifes and menoches. Now, let us see Rashi and Rashi says, V'samachto. Rashi is going on the Bereise. V'samachto l'rabbe is komini simchis. Kol asimchis b'mashme. All simchis. This is the reason that it's good. Maise, chata, sosham. Leiboy minei ela simche. You only need simche. V'omar ma, ein simche ela b'boso. Ay boso hu. Narashi brings morim psochem. Ein simche ela b'boso. Ay boso hu. Is l'davoyne. I don't know exactly what Rashi is saying. The Gemara Sochem that Rashi brings down, Tosfos also brings down, in Simcha Lebebosso, the Gemara learns out, Shenema, it says, V'zavachta Shlomim, V'chalta Shom, V'samachta. That's what the Gemara says. So we learn now from over there, in Simcha Lebebosso. Now, if that is Pshat in the Bereise, so it's beautiful. So we know everything already. So now ain't simcha ela b'boso. So now, so what's the most point? Shail, maybe yes with menaches. The whole thing klaps sich nicht. If the Gemara, if Rashi brings this Gemara, this is a Gemara takim sochem daf kuf tes. So Bemerson Tesis asks Kasha, why don't you learn out from that posik? Tesis and Amad Beis asks this Kasha. But Rashi somehow does bring this Gemara, so how does the Gemara go further? So what's the problem? So that's this Rashi don't understand. And then Ravashi also don't understand. Ravashi omar mivisamachta nafke. Now what did Ravashi say? How did Ravashi figure this out? That you're not Yaitse Baifis. Unless this v'samachta Rashi is going on Ravashi, and Ravashi taka means the Gemara and Bavkoftes and Psochim. This is very good. It's simcha lebebosor. So mameila oif is not bosor, and mincha is not bosor. But like this, if Rashi would be saying pshatin in Ravashi, so then we understand Ravashi, and then we understand Rashi. But if Rashi is saying Pshat the Bereise the way it seems, so then the whole Gemara is shver. Then again, we have to know what Pshat and Ravashi. Now Taisvis, let us see the bottom Taisvis. So Samachta bechagecho leRabba is minei simchis leSimche. Now Taisvis wanted to explain the Gemara. How did that means the Rehitis Lashna Gemara would seem from this, somehow we learned that you could bring all Kobonis. And now we're clearing maybe Menachas also are good, maybe Eifes are also good. So what is the first Ribui and what is the Shail of the Gemara? So Taisvah says, Gabi Chag Asukis Ksiv, the Ribui, Le Rabis Mini Simchis Le Simche is the ribui is as follows, because this posse gabi chagasukas ksiv vidorshinale vidarsh on this vesamachta midahode kosvei hochi. The Torah repeated itself. Nachamol simche. Why? What's pshat? It's repetitious. Kiven de kosvei gabi atzeres. Since it says already the mitzvah of simche by shvuas. Upesach v'chag, that's what the Alkid Yishai says, Upesach v'chag yalfinim and they behekish. There's a hekish that we're makish, Pesach and Sukkis to Shavuos. So memele, so this v'samachta is extra. That's pshat. That means, it says everybody wants is a mitzvah of simcha by Shavuos. And we're makish, Sukkis and Pesach to Shavuos. So I know there's a mitzvah of Simcha by Sukkis. So why do you have to repeat Nachamo v'samachta b'chagecha?
So the Samach is coming to tell us, the Rabbi is coming in Simcha, he don't need Dafki Shalmei Simcha, I fill all these Kabbonis, period. So Taisvis, we understand a little bit, I mean, that's the Ribbi. The Ribbi is the next to the Samach. So now we claim, maybe out this Ribbi, you could bring Menachas also. So here we have a Machlekes, to Terutzim in the Gemara. V'chein Motzer Rabbulchonim b'Sefri. The Metzeres u'darshinolo. That's a kid you can learn now from Shavuos. T'chsiv v'zachar t'keva d'yisa b'eretz Mitzrayim. Limid kol sh'noig b'atzeres, noig b'Pesach v'chak. Whatever is noig b'atzeres, is noig b'Pesach v'chak. Oy einoy kol sh'noig b'Pesach v'chak noig b'atzeres. Tamaloy me'ele, eile noigim b'atzeres. That means, maybe we learn out from the Hekesh the other way around. We learn out Shavuos from Pesach. And so maybe we should need matzahs and shvuas and lulav and shvuas. So most of those are eila. There's a psamiyat. So it's the other way around that we learn now sukkis and pesach from shvuas. So maybe we should know there's a mitzvah of simcha. So this was samachta is miyuta. The beginning of Tosfos is too complicated to try to first, today is asking a kasha from a Gemara further that Yudam is base. We have to know the Gemara, then we have to understand what Taisus is answering. So let us start from the middle of the Taisus. And the middle of the Taisus, the Rishash says, starts on the second line of when the lines get smaller, and there's a new Taisus, Bo Mehem. The first Taisus ends, Avamina Eilo Shlomim, period. That's the end of that Taisus. Now we have a new Dibra Maschel, Bo Mehem. And Taisus is going now on the first Drosha. What is the Drosha? The Drosha was, how do we know that you're not Yaitse with Menachis and Eifis? So the Gemara says, because it says, Bechagecho, Misha Chagige Bo Mehem, Yotsu Eilush Ein Chagige Bo Mehem. So the Besamachto is only the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha is only with the dvorim that a chagiga bo mehem. So just like a chagiga is bo only from a zevach, so besamach is also only from a zevach. Bo mehem. So Taisvis asks, oh boy, so we have here already a limud that whatever one can bring a chagiga, one can bring Shalmei Simcha. So Taisa says, "V'lekel meimim keilo yeboim shami simchem imaisa rakay de tveila kamoy chagiga." If I have already a limud that you could only bring shalmei simche from that which you bring a chagiga, so a chagiga you can is a davar shebechayve, and you can only bring it from chulin, unless it's a din tveila, you could be meisif on the chulin, but al kolponim. It's only, it doesn't come purely from Mois Maisa. So let's say the same thing that Shalmei Simcha also cannot come purely from Mois Maisa Sheni. And that's not true. That's the Mishnah. Oilus b'moyed bois min achulav ashlami min ha-maisa. Which means Shalmei Simcha, come from Mois Maisa Sheni. So how does it stem with this Hekesh? The Besefri Afinilam Exereshova, the Siv by Sham, the Maisa, the Gambatoidimit Exereshova, Sham, Sham, the Shlomim. It seems there's a Sham here by Shalmei Simchan, there's a Sham by Maisa. We'll learn that Exereshova that can come from Mois Maisa. That's the Teretz. Rashi said in the Mishnah Shlomim in Amaisa B'Gemara Mefor Shalmei Simcha D'Rabin Nekro B'Chol Milips. It's a different drosha. Well, come on, that's what Taisus wants to say. Now, Hiksha Rabu Chono Leilav Simcha Maharevo. Now, this posik, we had problems in Rashi, that Rashi says in Simcha Ela B'Boso. So this is a Gemara in Psochim, and the Gemara learns it out from Harebo. It says, V'zavachta shlomim, v'chalta shom v'samachta. And there it says everything. That it's Simchin, dafke by Ezevach, not by Eifes, not by Menachis. So Taisvis asks, Iksha Rabu Chonon, Leilav Simcha Harebo. Tachsive Zabachta Shlomim. Uminayim Matini Noifis Menoches. So we'll learn out everything. That Simcha is Tavke Bezvochem. Behind Dorish Abiyuda Bem Seir Bepsom. Taisha says, no, this is not a Machudish Tikka Droshe. Abiyuda Bem Seir. Taka says, Ein Simcha Ela Bebosn, and he learns out from Harevo. Ba'oid. A mile mekmin and kro be bosa chulen, the mikri shaper simche. Maybe it's talking about bosa chulen also. I think that he's asking a kash on Ravashi. Ravashi says, ein simche, the yotzelu shein beim simche. Good, so oifes and menoches is no simche. But, well, it should be be bosa chulen. The tir is the body of Inim Harevo. So the Chedis tells on the first kasha the Masho says. Yizichel are now from Harevo. Masim Gadol and Shlomim. Avkan Shlomim. It means it can be Bosachulim. But that's the tells on the second kasha. But the first kasha still. So if you're learning from over this, so let's learn that everything. So that's been Mamai Taifis also from there. Birushalmi Ika Avoloi Baifis and Menoches Ziv Zevach Baharevo. So why didn't Babli say this? So it's not too clear. Sagt die Gemara weiter. So Al Kaponim, the first man, the Yoma said, how do we know that you're not Yoitze Be'oifes? Because it says, Be'chagecho, Be'mashe Chagige Bo'meimenu, and that's Bosor, not Oifes, not Minyachos. In Ravashi said that you don't need the Be'chagecho, you can figure it out from V'samachto. Yotzu Eilu Shein Be'em Simche. Like the Gemara of Avashi, I bechagecha my Ovid lights. So what does he do with the chagecha? If he could figure out from the Vesamachto that Oifes and Menoches are no good, what does he do with chagecha? Ahur lechav Daniel Bar Katina. The Marba Daniel Bar Katina Marab, minayin shenoisim noshim bemoyit, shenema Vesamachto bechagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. The chagecha is coming from another drosha. The one is not permitted to marry bemoyit. Let us see Taisis, Bachagecha Voloi Bishtecha, Batanekame, the Mapik Lo Midrosho, Bisamachta Bachagecha Misha Chagiga, the Tanekame that used the Chagecha for something else, how does he know that I know him, Noshim Bemoyit? Yishlamit the Tabayish Aminimine, the Lichtoiv Bachag, it says Bachagecha, some Amela, we make two droshes. Could be the first tane is taka chaylik lemashmalay that you learn that fuva chagecha that lebi ishtecha taka old the chagecha is coming to tell you misha chagiga bamine lemashmal bechagecha lebi ishtecha oh they naisim noshim b'moyid looky time akidach dosim there's other reasons why naisim noshim b'moyid. Als Tirche, als Bittelperibirivje, if he could be, if he could be married Noshim Bemoyed, or won't get married the whole year, or push it off till the Moyed. Zogt der Mishnah weiter. Mishe yeshloi oichlin merubim unnechosim mu'otim. Person has a large bnei bayis. Ashi says bnei bayis rabim. And here the Mishnah is speaking about Shalmi Chagige. I'm speaking about Shalmi Chagig. Yesh le oichla merubim, and nechosim muotim doesn't have too much money. See later the Gemara doesn't have too much chulin money. Is maybe shlomim merubim, so he brings a lot of shlomim to satisfy the bnei bayis for Shalmi Chagige. But oilis muotis, and he brings a small amount of oilis. Nechosim merubim voichla muotim. He has a lot of money. But doesn't have too many bnei bayis. Is maybe oilis merubeis or shlomim muatim. It's being a lot of oilis riyah. Zev is emuit. He doesn't have bnei bayis and doesn't have nechosim. Al zeh nema more kesef shtei kesef. She bring the minimum amount. Zev is emerubim. Al zeh nema ish kematnas yodei kivirkas Hashem aleikecha shanosan loch. Which would seem saying you bring a lot of oilis riyah. A lot of Shalmei Chagige, that's from the Pasuk. Let us see Rashi, Oich lemerubim b'nei bayis rabim, maybe shlomim rabim, Shalmei Chagige rabim. Lefi Oichlem, Boilus riyem mu'etes, because he doesn't have, he has no chasim mu'otim. Boilus merubais, yechsiv ish kematnas yodoin. So Rashi learns out from ish kematnas yodoin that if he has no chasim merubim, he brings oilus merubais, ish kematnas yodoin, so if he, that matnas yodoin means he has no chasim merubim. That's how Rashi learns pshat. Let us see Taisvis. Mi sheyesh loy oichle merubim. Birushalmi amrinan oni viyodoy rechove. A person's an oni viyodoy rechove. The mefosh mishalmi say it means he has a lot of nebayits. Kairi ani olav ish kemat nas yodoy. So the mefosh in the Rishalmi loim pshat, it says, leiro ponay reikom, ish Kemat nas yodai. So the Europan Erekim is speaking about Eilus Ria. And right after it says, Ish kemat nas yodai. So that means that if you don't have too much, so you have to, you don't have to bring too much. So the Yerushalmi seems to learn Pshat that Ish kemat nas yodai is going on Nechosim Mu'otim and you bring, Eilus Mu'otis. That's how the Yerushalmi learn Pshat. That means that the Mishneh, the end of the Mishneh brings a posik. Al zeh nehma ish kemat nisigli shem alkecha shenosan loch. So not that this posik is only going on the last case. That means you can dashen on the last case also, and we'll say it goes on, mat nashyotim means eil nechosem erubim, and kivich shem alkecha is going on oichlem erubim. But the Rishalmi said this pasuk is going on the first two cases of the Mishnah also. So the first case of the Mishnah that he has oilos, he has nechosim uotim bnei bayis merubim. That's from the Rishalmi. Only the yodei rechove. He has nechosim uotim and he has a lot of bnei bayis. Kairni olav ishkemat neshodei. That's going on. So ishkemat neshodei is going on the oilos. So don't have too much money, so don't bring too many oilos. Oshir v'yodai me'uta. What if he's nechosim merubim and bnei bayis mu'otim, oichle mu'otim, is al zenema kivirkas Hashem aleikecha. So then you bring many oilos. So the Yalkishai brings, that's what they support the Yerushalmi, to be chaylik on Rashi. Rashi said that oilus merubis shloin out from ish kemat nas yodei. And the Rishalmi says oilus merubis shloin out kevirkas Hashem alekecha. The kev ish kemat nas yodei is speaking about nechosim muwotim. That's what he brought down the Rishalmi to be chaylik on Rashi. Oni v'yodei muute, alzanema mo kesef shtei kesef, vein pochis mo kesef, vein pochis mishtei kesef. Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah says, if he has oichlem merubim, and nechosim mu'otim, he brings shlomim merubim. So the Gemara says, shlomim merubim, mehechi maisi, oleslei. We said he has oichlem merubim, and nechosim mu'otim. So with nechosim mu'otim, how does he bring shlomim merubim? Omar Rav Chisda, toifu, umevi par godl. So Rav Chisda said that, it means he has nechosim mu'otim of demei chulin, doesn't have too much chulin. So he'll bring teufel, or maybe par godol, he'll be machabel, mois, mais, or sheni, together with the nechosim mu'otim, and he'll purchase a par godol, and he'll have enough for the oichlov merubin. Omer le'rav sheishes, so al kaponim, we see that Rav Chisda holds, that the din of teufel is said, Rav Chisda holds like Rav Yochanan, that teufel mois be mois. Teufel or maybe par godol, that means he takes mois mais sheni, he's mechaberet with the mois chulum, and he purchases a behime par godol. Omale Rav Sheishis, are omru teufel and behime le behime. The teufel behime le behime. So Mori asks, my komale, what is Rav Sheishis asking Rav Chisda? Ilema ochi kamalei heram a teufel behemel behemel avalei mois le mois, if he means to ask him. that you know Chizkia says Teufel Behemel Behemel Vele Mois La Mois. How can you say Teufel Mois La Mois Vele Mele and Teufel Mois La Mois? So why does he speak Turkish? Let him ask. Hey Teufel Mois La Mois. Why is he speaking in the positive? He said Teufel Behemel Behemel. So what? The kasha is but Vele Mois La Mois. So say that. That's the kasha. No, Rav Sheshi says a different kasha than Rav Chisda. Arei omru ein teiflin, alochi omale, arei omru af teiflin behema le behema. That's pshat. He said, why did you, Rav Chisda, say that the whole din tfeila is only bemois? You can make tfeila with a behema also. After even Beimel a Beheme, so the Gemara says, "Kiman, who holds like this? The Loike Cheski, the Loike Rabbi Yochanan. Cheski held. It's not after. Cheski held. Klot even Beimel a Beheme, the Loike even Lemois Lemois. Rabbi Yochanan not even Lemois Lemois, when even Beimel a Beheme. So now, what is who holds like Rav Sheshes? It's both. Af Amru even Beimel a Beheme." But Rav Sheshes is asking, but in the Bereises is no machlokes. That means there's one Bereise that holds al kaponim that you can bring both. Vaktoni achila rishayne min achulin. So where do you see such a Bereise that holds that you need both? The second Bereise is like Cheski, Achila Rishayna Min Achula. That means the first Behemi you bring Min Achula. So the Gemara said, no, my Achila Rishayna Shir Dmei Achila Rishayna Min Achula. Rav Sheshes learned that the second Bereise, Rav Sheshes learned that the second Bereise that said that you bring, the second Bereise that said that you can bring Achila Rishayna, Achila Rishayna, means two eifanim. Either you bring a behemoth, or you bring demei, or you bring mois for an achila rishayne. That means you bring mois for shtei kesef. So that's what Rav Sheshes said. Rav Sheshes paskin like the second beraisa. So Mamela said that, therefore, why did you mention the din tfeila only through mois? You can make tfeila through behemos also. What does Rashi say? Teufel mois chulin umaisa yachad. That's what Rav Chisda said. Ilay mochi kamalei romot behema le behema. They said behema le behema. Avol mois loi. Kecheskiyem. Lay mole roma in teufel mois le mois. Let him ask in teufel mois le mois. Kiven de le mesa tfeilis mois osa. Veshmina lecheski behed yedain teufel nechishavik milse behed yemaisu bidiyuki. So why are you asking from a diuk as feirish in teufel mois? Ela half teufel kamalei. The shemina lerav chizda de kama beteufel maybe pargodul tafke mois lemois. He understood from Rav Chisda can only bring a pargod. Avo behemo lebehemo loy. Bamalei yuri yomro half teufel behemo lebehemo. No, it could be Teufel Behemel Abahim. Keman. That is, who holds like that? Kitema Moroyu, the Pligi Cheski, Rabbi Echner, the Pligi Behemel Bemois. Ava Masni Yosad, I see Nilel Tanya Kabosi, the Marloi Pligi Bemois. There's no Machloikis Bemois, Alba Behemel, no Machloikis is Behemel. The Hag Diktonim Rotze La Arif, who the Koma Mois Davke. The Bais that says that it works with Arif, you also make Tfeila Davke Bemois. I believe the Chmas Nises Firle Bein Mois, Bein Behemel. The Rav Sheshes, Kebraise, Basraise, Svirale. Rav Sheshes also like the second Bereise, which means both. So the Gemara says, Hakise means both, Vaktani Achila Rishayna Min Achulam, Kasalka Daitach, the Suda Bo Rishayna Al Shulchan, Bo Ikulam, Michulam, the first Behem has to be Min Achulam, Sabai says it's Teufelam Behem Le Behem. So he says, no, the Achila Rishayna could also include the May Achila Rishayna, Kleima. Achila Rishayna Stomach Tani, the Islay, Bein behema atzmo, so you can bring a behema, bein boy shirachila rishayna. So that was the taina of Rav Sheshes and Rav Chist. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar ule Omar ish lokish. Hifrish eser behemes lachagigosai. A person was mafrish 10 behemes for korban chagigi, wants to bring 10 chagigis. First day. Hikriv chomesh biyontev rishin. He was makriv 5 the first day. Choyzer umakriv chomesh biyontev sheni. So he can bring the second day, biyontev sheni. He can go and bring the other 5. That is what Ulam Rish Lakish says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kivin sheposak shuv einoy makriv. That since he did not bring all 10 behemoths on the first day, so he cannot be makrivit anymore. So let us just explain, just to go through the Gemara, let us explain the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about that a person was mafrish 10 behemoths for a chagigah, for shalmi chagigah. So if he'd be makiv them the first day yontim, says no shayla. So this is his chagiga. He has a chagiga of ten behemoths. No problem. Now what happened? He was only mafrish 5 the first day. So now the shayla is, can he be makiv another 5 the second day? And we'll see the oimik of the shayla is, what is Pshat? He wants to bring the second day also a chagige. Then there's a shayla of Baltoisev. It says, V'chagoysim oisoi chag. The mitzvah of bringing a chagige is one day. So Lamai says, so if you're bringing it 2 days, you have a Baltoisev. That is the svore of Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish holds, it's not Baltoisev. Reish Lakish holds that he was mafrish 10 chagiges the first day. So what he bring, when he brings the second day, the other 5, so this is a tashlumim of what he was mafresh for the first day. It's not pshat, this is over about Taisif. He's being mashlim, the 5 chagigis, which he was mafresh for the first day. So bekitza, Reish Lakish holds that he can be mafresh the next 5, the second day, beteres tashlumim. Of the first day. And Rabbi Yochanan holds, he can't be mafrish the second 5 the second day because it is not a tashlumim. It's over about Taisif. Fakat, he wants to bring a chagigit for 2 days. So that's about Taisif. Let us see again the Gemara. Omerish Lakish, Ifrish Esa Behemis Lachagigosai. He was mafrish 10 behemis for a chagigit. Hikriv Chomish Biyontav Rishin. Chayzemakriv Chomish Biyontav Sheini. Beteiris Tashlumim Derishin. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, kivin sheposak shuveini makriv. He's finished with the chagiga of the first day. Now he wants to bring a chagiga the second day. Yoiv Baltais, if you bring chagiga more than one day. Kivin sheposak shuveini makriv. Omar Rab Abba, v'loi pligi, there's no machlekes. Kan bestan, kan bemeforish. That means, if when he was mafreshit lechagige, he didn't say anything. He didn't say it for the first day. He was something mafresh. So then Rabbi Yochanan is right. So it could be a mafresh chagige 5 for each day. So may was mafresh 5 for each day. So you have about Tosef. He can't be makribit the second day. Can't be meforish. But what if he's meforish? He said that all these 10 I'm being mafresh to be a chagigas yontav rishin. So he said, Klo is mafresh it for yontav rishin. So memele, he wasn't makribit the first day, so he'll be makribit the second day. So this is napsha, this is tashlumi the rishin. That's what Rav Abba said. Frek the Gemara, hai stam hechidomi. What's the case of stam? That you say that since he was mafresh tam, so if he wasn't makrivit the first day, I said he wanted to bring a chagiga the second day, and that's about toisef. Ilema the lekeshus bayoim likorev. He was makriv, was mafresh. All these 10 should be a chagiga. He started being makrif. He had time to be makrif 5, and then it became the shkia ready. He couldn't be makrif anymore. So, haideloy akrevinun, that when he wasn't makrif the other 5, you don't have any raya that the second 5 he made a chagiga for the second day. He made everything for the first day. Haideloy akrevinun, the lekesh is bayim, because there was no shahus to be makrif it the first day. So what's the raya that he's making it a chagiga for the second day? He wanted to make everything chagiga of the first day, but they also be yodi. Or maybe the case was he was mafrish 10 bemis for a chagiga. And then he saw he doesn't have oichlim for all 10. So that's he wasn't makrif the other 5. Haidle krabinu, the less le oichlim. But it's no raya bechlal that he was mafrish this chagiga for the second day. He was mafrish for the first day, but like also biyodai to be makrif the first day, because he didn't have oichlim. No, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about that when he was mafrish 10 chagigas, he had a lot of oichlin, he had time to be makrivit, and he wasn't makriv this chagigah. So what is pshat? So kochoch, pshat is because he meant to be mafrish 5 behemoths for chagigas yom rishon, and 5 behemoths for chagigas yom sheni. So my mail is over about toisip. That he was Meshayah the Chagigah for the first day. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Chayza Makiv Chomesh Vyon Tav Sheini, Vlom Rinan Oivu Babal Toysev, Tachmon Oma Vchagoysam Oysech Chad Yoyme, Vesuloi, דהנך נמי דחד יימו, ושני תשלום עם דרישן. בסתם, אם הפרישן סתם אין לך איזה מקריב, כדם פורש ועוזר. כאן במפורש, תאומה בהדיו ליהם רישן, אני מפריש אז כולון, חייזה מקריב, שאין אלו תשלום מרישן. נהי סתם דומינו נוסה להקריב, עם היחי דומי. Why do you say that סתם he meant to be מפרישת for each day, if he didn't have time, בשמלב לישוסו, מסתום ליהם רישן הפרישן. Shuri Shaya, he had time, and he had Oichlin, and he wasn't Makrivit. Shuri Shaya, Shoye Bedate, Locha Ikshneya.